This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. Air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are hanging in with me, you know, being part of the conversation, being involved, if you would. You know, there is a lot going on in the news today. But I got to tell you something. I'm going to touch on some of the, what the heck is that thing called? You know, some of the memo that was released. But in all reality, none of us have really had the time. I mean, unless you're really a security expert, you've been looking at this, and you got the lead on it yesterday, none of us have really had the time to look through it. But I am quite surprised, quite amazed at some of the comments that are being made. Some of the just the basics that are not being talked about, all right? Second hour. Actually, after the first break, Sandra Gibble joined me. We've got a lot to talk about with him. And then second hour, we've got, who do we have? I think it's Del Bigtree on, yeah, it is, all right, on vaccinations. To vax or not to vax? That is the question. And, you know, and he's the expert, not me. He's been working at this forever, not me. And then we have Walt Heyer joins me in the third hour. Walt is I call him a double transgender. All right, he went through the operation. He went from male to female, back to male again. Some of you have heard that. You know, I'm hearing more and more about this. You need to hear what he actually has to say about it. You need to hear what he's been through and how he's helping other people with it, or how he plans to or intends to or tries to help other people with it. Anyhow, the Pfizer memo that was released, or that wasn't the Pfizer memo, really. It was a memo on what took place, what Nunez and others feel in Congress took place with the FBI, the DOJ, and how they got the Pfizer warrants, if you would. Now, at first read, and with information that we've had over the past, I'm probably on the same page that a lot of you are on. First of all, the dossier, what they used to obtain the warrants, what they knew was phony, they knew was false. We all know this. All right? This has been common information. First of all, it was put together, shopped and paid for by the DNC. Remember, it was an opposition research piece to begin with. That's where people actually go looking for, and as we've seen in the past with Harry Reid, they're not always looking for the truth. They're looking for bullet points they can throw out there that people might or might not believe. Now, the FBI took it finally when it was shopped by John McCain, who helped deliver that thing, right? The hardcore Republican. Now, somebody can say, well, he's an American, and that's why he did it. No, he should have checked himself. Because you can't take this stuff back once it's out there. You can't pull it back once it's happened, right? So it was not verified. It's definitely not independent because, again, it was paid for by the Clinton campaign. It was paid for by the DNC. Not independent by any stretch of the imagination, which is what the FBI and the DOJ should be all about. Right? That judge was not given to the information wasn't given to the judge. Judge wasn't told how partisan a piece this was. Right, I think it was Steele had been paid by the FBI and the DNC. I mean, this guy had been making money all around the place. So, there's a couple of things that bother me about this at first read, second read, third read, but still, there's more information that needs to come out. We're going to deal with, we'll probably deal on Monday. Okay, next week I'm going to lay this out a little bit better when I've had time to lay it out like others. All right, and not everybody's had a chance to lay this out there, throwing stuff out there, getting everybody excited, right? Remember that the Dems were screaming, Schiff especially, this is going to be a national security disaster. We have to not let people know about our processes, not let people know about the procedures, not let people know the FBI agents involved. Oh, my God, this is just so terrible. But it wasn't terrible when Feinstein released a closed session, write notes about what certain FBI agents said, what certain people high up in the FBI and the DOJ said about how it all went down. That was okay. Right? She didn't get half the garbage that this memo was getting. The other part of this that we found out that was really sick and scary, I think it was Steele that, again, that gave information bullet points, maybe even gave him the full story to a Yahoo reporter as to what to write. Now, the Yahoo reporter puts it together, puts their spin on it, sticks it up on Yahoo, treats it as Yahoo News. And what does the FBI and the DOJ use? Well, all right, so they use a dossier that they didn't vet, they weren't sure it was true, they actually knew that it wasn't totally true, that had been paid for by the DNC, okay, had been partially paid for by the Clinton campaign, and then they used a story to back up their claims. That's the story that they gave to the Yahoo reporter that they pulled off of Yahoo. Isn't that kind of circular reporting? Is that kind of a way to make your story in a very shifty way? And they went to that judge for the warrant for this information. The other thing that came out, and not in that, that's why I say we need some more time. I don't have, unless you want to pay for it, I don't have a team of 21 to make this happen. Deputy Director McCabe, the reason he's so terrified and irritated is that he testified at one point in time that they wouldn't have been able to get the warrant, would have not, you know, if it wasn't for the dossier and the information in it. But they knew that the FBI knew at the time that the information in it wasn't vetted. They weren't sure about it. They knew who paid for it. They never let the judge know. You know, they could have said, look, this information seems to be credible. Some of it we can verify. Most of it we can't. It was paid for by the DNC. It was paid for by the Clinton campaign. How do you think that would have gone over? Huh? What do you think? So it's just quite irritating that they're willing to accept. The left is willing to fight for all these gray areas. But when it came to Hillary, not so much. Remember? We needed to stop everything. This was a witch hunt. We had the emails. We knew about the server. We had the information. They thought it was a witch hunt. Double standards. That's what's dangerous about this thing. That's what's bad about all of this, is the double standards that have been set forth. Look at, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Xander Gibbs is going to join us. No. I'm not going to beat this up all night. I will beat it up later on when I have more information on it. You've been listening to The Real Side, or you are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? much. See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Please answer the question.
Like I always say, nothing says America like Charlie Daniels. I mean, yeah, how can you not look at that man, listen to his songs, and think he's a communist or something? But I'm sure there's plenty of people on the left side that don't like his songs or his music. I don't know if you guys caught my story from last night. Go check it out. The ACLU is appalled. They're upset. They're beside themselves that the president used the word America/American 80 times in his speech. How dare the American president use the word America? You know, I'm telling you, the Mayans were right. See, I always joke about this. In 2012, the Mayans said the world was going to end, but I don't think they meant it because the language was different. They didn't mean it the same way we do. I think what they meant was like all sanity on the planet was going to end, and it did. The world stopped spitting in the middle of the night and started spitting in reverse. That's why nothing makes sense. So I've asked Xander Gibb to join me like I do every week to help me make sense of all this insanity. Not that he can, but heck, I need some help here.
Yes, I don't know if I can make sense of it. You know, after the last week that in America, it's like, I'm just not sure what the answer is, really. Actually, I do know what the answer is. I think that they should put all of the Democrats in California and and get all the conservatives out of California, and we'll just leave them to their own little, you know, People's Republic of California for Democrats.
Well, you know what? I'm kind of with you here. I'm thinking to myself, we're going to spend billions and billions and billions of dollars on that wall, you know, at our southern border. If the if God forbid, the Dems ever get full power again, they'll rip the wall down. So my thought is maybe we should spend the money building the wall up the on the right side of California, you know, on the east side of California, and we'll give the Dems California, and then some select areas, like build a wall around Chicago. You know what I'm saying? We could pick certain areas,
yeah,
and they could just have it. We'll let them have it. In about 25 years, or in a generation, maybe two, we can go back in and take back those desolate areas.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it will be inbred by then.
Okay. We'll leave that to you. Hey, let's first start off, because I haven't talked to you since last week. Let's first start off with the speech on Tuesday night. I mean, the State of the Union address. First off, so people know, maybe it's their first time listening to the show. You used to be a Democrat. Correct?
I did. You just outed me on national radio.
I know, but you've taken your meds. You're doing okay now, right?
I am. I'm doing very well. But I don't think people refer to me as being a liberal, but I don't think I was ever a liberal. I don't think I was ever really a Democrat. I think I was just confused for a period of time. But when you start to weigh up the facts, you know, you have to go with your spirit, really.
Well, but part of that, look, I don't know if, I've never really asked you this before, but I noticed that, you know, part of that is you know, being a gay man, that was the only party you could belong to, right? Isn't that what you were told? Because if you went to any other party,
yes,
right, gay men,
totally.
Women, single women, I mean, I go down the whole list that you could only, I think legally, too, belong to one party, because the other party didn't care about you or something.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for outing me twice on the show tonight, Joe. But you're absolutely right. I mean, I totally had the ideology from Democrats that all Republicans hated me because I was gay, and all Republicans would just toe the party line and would not want to, you know, kind of step over that in order to welcome me with open arms. I mean, it was very difficult to begin with, but once I put down my kind of preconceptions and inhibitions, it was actually very easy. I mean, there are some Republicans who are very kind of anti-gay, but by the same token, there are, you know, far more Democrats. Because let's face it, with Democrats, they feign this level of care like they do with the black community and the gay community and all these things. And then when you voted for them, like, who are you?
I haven't gone in a little while, but I used to go down to the swearing in and registration ceremonies down in Los Angeles County. And obviously, in Los Angeles, you had people coming from all over the world, right? You know, being a Republican,
yep,
I hate immigrants. That's why I went down there to welcome them in.
Of course.
But anyhow,
yeah,
what was always funny was when they were looking for the voter, because that was very important to them. They got to vote. The vote, you know, voting was a big, up way high on their list. So they got to vote, and they would come over and they would say, you know, where are the Democrats? And if you said to them, why do you want to vote Democrat? Why do you want to register as a Democrat? They would say, because we believe in democracy. Think about that, right? We believe in democracy. I'm going, well, wait a minute. You need to understand the difference between the two. Okay? There's a real difference between a democratic process and the Democrats. It's just interesting. It's really interesting in how much they don't know, and it's too bad. We need to educate them a little bit better. The difference between representative government and democracy, as they like to call it.
Absolutely, and I think a sad byproduct of this for me, you know, as someone who, you know, recognizes the inherent worth and dignity of all people, you know, including Democrats, is that they spend more time maligning Republicans than anything else. And it makes me very sad when people think that because I identify as a Republican, that I hate black people, I hate gay people, because obviously I hate myself. And, you know, the list is endless, but it's very sad to me. How about, you know, and I tweeted this last week and didn't get very much of a response. This was after, you know, the Donald Soto address. I said, you know, isn't it time now that, you know, because I got this from his speech, that he wants the left and right to unite, to work together for a better America, but the Dems ain't having any of it.
No, it was really funny because the Dems were talking about how There was nothing in his speech that was unifying. Now, here's the thing. I keep telling people so they don't understand that I'm not a Dem hater. Man, my whole family is Democrats. They're Massachusetts Democrats. But if they moved to California, they would sound like Republicans here. But
right.
But my point was, how do you not stand and applaud a 12-year-old boy who raised the money, got his butt, you know, off the couch, not playing video games, and put flags at a veteran cemetery and all the veterans, headstones and stuff?
Right.
How do you not get up and applaud that kid? Or the parents who lost their kids to illegals? You know, what's really funny was the Dems were outraged that the president discussed the MS-13 gang and the damage that they were doing in this country, yet were outraged that he didn't talk about the DACA issue, if you would, in more detail. That's what confuses me.
I saw people saying, oh, you know what I got from this is that Donald Trump hates, all immigrants. I mean, I listened to it. I listened to it, you know, from beginning to end. He didn't say that. He didn't even infer that. You know, it's kind of like the thing where they were saying, oh, Donald Trump hates all Mexicans, and Donald Trump thinks all Mexicans are rapists and murderers. You know, his point was that this is what some of these people are like. And the thing is that you get to a point where you have to be so specific. What does he have to do? Name them? You know, does he have to tell you where they live? Can he not be general ever? And I think that if you walked away from that Soto speech with the ideology that, you know, Donald Trump hates immigrants, I think that you missed the whole point. Because to me, that was all about bringing us all together, you know, regardless. And I think we have to, even the Republicans, you know, some Republicans have a partisan edge. And I think that we need to lose that. We need to keep our morals and our ideologies, but we need to work together to make America great again, because the left and the right have to come together for that to happen.
You know, but back in the days, you know, somebody asked this question the other night, talked to some of my family members about this. You know, we got to go for a quick break. Then I want to talk about this a little bit more, because to me, it's a big deal. People need to understand this. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Yeah, we are back. I know how much you guys like to dance. You know, Xander joins us tonight. He better not be dancing because I don't want him all out of breath when he comes on. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot going on in the news, a lot happening that I like to bring Xander Gibbon with and discuss and go through different points of view. Well, we're pretty darn close, but different points of view nonetheless. Xander, thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure, Joe Messina.
I like that. I, you know, that guy. Yeah. I like his voice. Seriously, I may have him do all my stuff. hey, listen, I want to keep this going because it's kind of like I want people to understand. You and I aren't beating on Democrats. We're not beating on people with a different point of view. You know, I really think that if JFK were to come back to life and read the papers, he'd go, where did the Democratic Party go? You know, where did the Democrat Party go? Yeah,
right.
Again, I talked to. We weren't, even in his day, we weren't divided and hateful like this. What do you think happened? I mean, do you have any thoughts on this?
You know, I always go back to this, and when people say to me, why did you leave the Democrats? You know, it's very cliched, but I always say, I didn't leave the Democrats left me. And that's so true because the party changed. It's almost like it became more about doing Republicans down and making them out to be bad than actually making a difference. Because I actually started doing my show because I was finding inconsistencies in what the Democrats were saying. Because I think that what a lot of people do is they will take what their party says as read. You know, even as Republicans, we should be questioning everything. We should be qualifying the information that is given to us, rather than just taking it as stated. Because I think that when we don't question it, when we don't check it, we just become zombies. And even political zombies are still zombies. But I think with the Democrats, it just got to a point where it was easier for them to lie, because if they didn't lie, they had nothing to base it all on. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, we're going to get into this memo in a minute, but it seems like there has been nothing. I'm watching the speech of the night. I was thinking to myself, they're not going to give this guy or the Republicans, for that matter, credit for anything. And
no.
The changes that took place in 2017 apparently are Every one of those things is because of what Obama put in place.
You know, of course.
The economy,
yeah.
The jobs, all of that has nothing to do with Trump. And then when they couldn't sell that, now they're selling the fact that, the numbers are skewed. They're not quite right. And you know, millionaires are getting a tax return of $1,000 a week, where the average person is only getting $1,000 a year. And I always go back to this, go, you know, define that. Because when you put things, you know, in a relative standpoint, you also have millionaires that are paying tens of thousands of dollars in taxes, where the yeah. average person pays nothing or under a grand. So you've got to put, it's all relative, and people need to start speaking from a common sense standpoint, don't they?
They do, and the thing that kind of really concerns me is, like, you know, this whole Democratic, the attitude of the Democrats is just so entitled. You know, you can't just demand to be an American citizen. You can't just demand to have a high-paying job. All these things have to be worked for. And if you're not born in the country, you really have to work to a point where you're a citizen and do it legally, and pay your taxes and learn the language. And, you know, if you expect, you know, it's like this argument about the minimum wage, about, you know, everybody should be earning $15 an hour. I mean, that would be wonderful. But when there are college people coming out of college and they can't earn $15 an hour, why should you pay someone $15 an hour to flip a burger? I mean, they want to kind of almost miss out the steps. You know, they want a great salary, but they don't want to work for it.
Yeah.
And that's a concern because, you know, back in the day, when you first qualified, you started at the bottom, you were someone's assistant, you know, you were lucky if you made the tea.
Right.
And it took you 15, 20 years to work your way up to the top of your game. But now everybody wants it now. And if you don't get it right away, it's because you're black or because you're gay, or because you're an immigrant. And to me, it's like, get real. Get real.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm with you. I think this is hilarious. You know, they scream that Trump, and I don't like giving people all the information because I don't like doing all the work for them, but, you know, they scream that Trump is against women. Look at who he's, you know what, go look at how many women he's appointed to, not just, you know, not to the positions in and around right. the White House. And you say to people all the time, do your homework. Don't spew the party line, which is why I won't just give it to them. Because when you just give them, like if I tell them, this is how many women he's hired, they're going to go, well, that's inflated because of A, B, C, and D. So I go, no. You go look it up. You figure it out. You make it happen. Because when you do the work, you're going to remember, right? I mean, you're going to.
Yeah.
But maybe some of these are the millennial kids who, you know, want it handed to them. I don't know. So.
Of course. And on social media all the time, people are saying, well, you proved this to me. You proved that to me. No, you go do your research.
Yeah.
I am not doing your research for you, you know?
Well,
Just
throw the party line back at them, Zit. No. Throw the party line back at them, because a lot of times you see what they're posting. What are they posting? They must have a website called Party Line Central that they go to, right? And they grab their talking points. Anyway.
I definitely don't doubt that. Like, you know, like last week, you know, because for me, if somebody asks me about something and I'm not sure, I go and research it. Like, you know, last week we talked about, you know, people accusing Donald Trump of trying to kill the solar industry by adding 30%, you know, and blah, blah, blah. You know, I wasn't sure exactly what it was about. I went and researched it so I could actually, you know, be informed about it. But I encourage people to do that on both sides of the aisle. Because the thing is that otherwise you're just, what you're doing is you're just spouting, you know, the reconstituted opinions of others. And to me, that's not a good thing.
No, Zander, you know, it's funny you bring up, okay, so you brought up solar panels, right? When you think California,
yeah.
Other than loons, nuts, and fruits, when you think California, you think of the you know, green energy, solar, that kind of stuff, right? So let me tell you what. The California has this thing called the AQMD, right? It's the Air Quality Management Group. So they are the Gestapo arm of the EPA. All right, they're that much stronger, that much tougher than the EPA. And the beauty behind it is they've actually driven out almost 2,000 green energy companies out of California, either out of business or to other states. them complaining, Democrats complaining that the 30% tariff or whatever it is going to keep those stuff from coming here, they're out of their minds. Why don't we help the local companies, the U.S. companies keep growing and not worry about what comes in from other countries? That's number one. And isn't it funny how they say that 30% tariff is going to drive the prices up? Well, how about you doubling the salaries? And if you're a waiter or waitress, I'm sorry, a service person, what about doubling the salaries of waiters and waitresses across the country? You know, the $15 an hour minimum wage, so the mom-and-pop burger joint can no longer, you know, have all their people. I mean, some of this stuff just doesn't make sense. Or am I overthinking this?
No, you're not, and you're absolutely right. And I think that it's often a case of do as we say, not as we do. And, you know, the ideology, you know, Barack Obama tried some of these things. Where they failed with regards to increasing the taxes on imports for certain things and giving people tax cuts for things that were actually made in the country. Now, he gave them the tax cuts, but there was no kind of they didn't penalize people for kind of buying from outside. They didn't penalize companies for buying outside of the USA, so they gave them the money. But there was no backup with it. And I think that Donald Trump is really the kind of guy that says, you know, we're putting this 30% tariff on. We're gonna actually, make sure that it benefits companies that make solar panels in the USA. And to me, that sound business, deciding. It's not just, you know, oh, let's do this just to concern people. And I think once you broke that issue down, I actually think that even when you told Democrats that was the case, it still wasn't enough.
Yeah, it is amazing. I know some of the people I talk to that are Democrats, that are friends, if I keep it out of the realm of, it scares me, because if I keep it out of the realm of Trump, just the basic everyday stuff, then it's a positive thing. And they'll talk about the differences, you know, minimum wage and stuff like that. If I bring Trump's name into it at all, the conversation immediately changes, which is really funny, which is proof that it's an anger, it's a nasty towards the person and not the bigger picture, if you know what I mean, right?
I totally know what you mean, and you know, it kind of makes me laugh sometimes when they say, oh, you know, Trump was racist from day one because his father, you know, instituted, you know, a racist housing policy. And even when you break that down, that actually wasn't true. Because he refused to rent to people who could not afford to rent the property. Oh, and whether you're black or white,
yeah,
that's like me saying, I want a $5,000 condominium in New York, and if you don't give it to me, you're anti-gay.
Well, look,
where is the logic? If I can't afford a $5,000 a month condominium in New York,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, listen, yes. Well, we can talk about that. That's the 15, got to pay somebody $15 an hour so they can afford an apartment. Where? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. More with Jen to give after the break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there
is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Let's do the real side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me. You know, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, your enemies all about the show. Most of the time, all I'm trying to get you guys to do is think. Stop spewing the party line. Stop spewing the pulpit line or whatever it is, whatever your rabbi, pastor, or imam is saying to you. And do some of your own research. Look it up yourself. Make sure that you're spewing reality and not the fantasy of your party or whatever group or club you belong to. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins. Always appreciate his time with me. He never spews the quote-unquote party line. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It's a pleasure. No, I definitely don't ever spew the party line. You know, I'm an equal opportunities educator. And yeah, I'm not... You know, I'm not here to make friends. You know, I'm here to make a difference, and I think that that's the important imperative. Because I never trust people who agree 200% with the party line from any side of the aisle. Because to me, you should be always willing to challenge that if you feel that it's wrong. And if you're not, then we go back to this, you know, political zombie ideology.
Yeah, I agree with you. What I think is funny is we talked about it on the break. I said to you, it's funny how people just dance away from the Kennedy stuff. And I grew up in Massachusetts. The Kennedys were gods to a big degree. Even when Teddy left that girl to drown, he was staying. You know, the Kennedys were still a god afterward, even though under their breaths they were talking about the fact that they really felt like he killed the woman. But you got Joe Kennedy, the father, who is an amazing, interesting fellow. You know, they hold this family up in such high esteem, and I'm not saying they haven't done some great things in the past, but Joe Kennedy, what did he? He made a boatload of money in real estate that was foreclosed on. He foreclosed on people, you know, of lower socioeconomic means when things went sideways in this country. He was picking up property. He was a known bootlegger, and people looked the other way. When he was in England, you go look at the history in the notes when he was there and the Germans were attacking. He basically wanted England to throw up their hands and give up because Hitler was going to win. I mean, seriously. So that's okay.
But that's okay. You know that what I'm going to say. It's okay because he was a Democrat. You know, when you offer up to these people, you know, it's like I've had so many fights on social media. No, surely not Denver. Yes, I have. Because, you know, people have talked about Flotus disrespectfully and said, you know, she has a risque pics taken. My first response is, well, were you that bothered about the fact that Barack Obama's mother had risque pictures taken that are out there for everyone to see, for everyone to Google? You know, the thing is that...
It's a double standard.
I'm sick of this. It's a total double standard. Yeah. And, you know, they want to talk about the accusations made about POTUS, but we know for a fact that Bill Clinton is a serial rapist. But that's okay because he's a Democrat. You know, I want the same level of standards for everybody.
Right.
But it's unfortunate that the Democrats can walk around with their eyes shut. I should say some of the Democrats.
Yeah, you've taught me not to paint with a broad brush. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's of concern because I think that we should all, you know, oh, but it's okay because he's not the president anymore. You know, that's the line right now. But it doesn't matter what Bill Clinton did. He's not the president right now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, listen, you know, it was really funny because my dad, I remember, I don't know if you remember this, but you're a heck of a lot younger than I am. When Billy Carter gave away the Panama Canal. And I remember my dad and his army buddy, and they're all staunch Democrats, all staunch Massachusetts Democrats. And I remember when Carter did that, they were on him, they were bad mouthing him, they were all over the party for allowing this to happen. Okay, I don't see that today. I don't see that same level of I don't know if I want to call it honesty, but you know, transparency where they'll look at it. You know, my dad always said, I don't agree with everything the party does. When they do something wrong, we should call them out. I don't see that today. It's almost like it doesn't matter what they're doing; they're going to stand behind their people. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And you know, you can go and check my timeline on Twitter. You know, people suggest that I agree with every single thing that Donald Trump does, and I don't. And I think it's important to say when we don't, because otherwise we fall into the... I need some political zombie T-shirts. That's what I need. I need some T-shirts that say, are you a political zombie? Because I think it's important to call out the leadership of your party if you disagree. But here's where I differ, Joe. I don't want to dwell on it. I'll say it and then I move on. I don't want to beat him. I don't want to beat Donald Trump to death with the things that I disagree with. Because let's say that there are enough people beating on him every day. And so I'll point out what I disagree with and then I'll move on.
I agree with you. I think you're exactly right. It's and I do the same thing with the others, though. I do the same thing with the Democrats. I beat on whatever I think they're off on and then I just go. Because, you know, we're just another group of 3,000 shows that are doing the same thing, and I don't want to do the same thing everybody else is doing. So, let's move on to what the Brits did over here with that fake dossier, we got the information that came out today on it. First and foremost, the thing that slaps me in the head big time is Why are the Dems pushing so hard to keep this from coming out? And they were screaming about national security. There's so many things I could list, as you say, without going through them all. I could list a whole bunch of things that were questionable that the Democrats did when it came to national security.
Right.
And they knew that this dossier was fake. They'd have to ask the question, how did you get FISA warrants knowing that this information was fake? I mean, there's just too many things here that bother me. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. And the thing is that I want to see people brought to justice about this because, you know, they're always talking about, you know, people in Donald Trump's administration that they want to bring to task for stuff. Whoa. Let's slow down the train a little. Don't we need to deal with the things from the previous administration that are outstanding before we get on? Because I'm all for people in this administration being brought to task for the things they've done wrong. But let's bring Barry and Hillary and Loretta Lynch and what's her name? Double barrel Jewish girl who threw the stuff for the Democrats. What's her name? She was Hillary Clinton's assistant.
Oh, Uma Abedini. No.
Yeah, no, yes. Her. I'm not talking about her.
Oh, Wasserman Schultz. Wasserman Schultz.
Yes, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Yeah. Why are these people not being brought to justice for this? Debbie Wasserwoman Schultz, and you know, she needs to be brought to justice too. But it's unfortunate, but I don't think that we're going to see this. And I think the American people deserve to see some people going to jail. I want to see Barack Obama in jail. He was the leader on all of these things. And so the buck stops with him. And he got those FISA warrants on Donald Trump. And that was illegal. That was wiretapping. But do you remember when they said they called Donald Trump a lunatic for saying it? And it was absolutely true.
Yeah, it's really funny. Yeah, actually, I grabbed a clip today where he said his phones were being tapped and, you know, this administration did it, blah, 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 blah. And everybody laughed at him and they made fun of him. And what are we finding out now? That actually it was
that. It was true.
Yeah. And the only thing the mainstream media is talking about today is how bad it was that Devin Nunes put these things out there. And I'm thinking to myself, does it not bother you at all about what's in it? Or is it just about the fact that you didn't want them getting out there? Remember, the Dems were screaming that this was going to be a real breach of national security, a real constitutional crisis, because they would be putting out names and processes and all of that that, you know, gave away our secrets. The only secrets given away here is that the FBI knew that this was false information, that this was paid for information when they went to get it from the judge. And my understanding is that's a federal offense in and of itself.
The thing is, for me, if the Dems are all about transparency and justice, then let's have all of this out in the open and deal with it. It shows to me, Joe, that people are afraid. And because if they weren't afraid, they would just say, well, release it. You know, it's like, you know, people have said things about me in the past. I'm like, so put it out there, you know. I have nothing to hide. And when you have nothing to hide, you can afford to be transparent. And clearly these people have something to hide.
Yeah, I am in total. You already know this, though. This is old news. I am total agreement with you because, my attitude is like, you look at this stuff and you say to people, if you know, what was it? What was the thing that people were getting crazy with me about? Messini, you this week. Oh, the national ID cards, right? And I kept saying, so
right.
What? If you're not doing anything wrong, what do you think your driver's license is? It's a national ID card. It goes into a national database, right? So what's the big whoop? If you're not doing anything wrong, shut up and just do your thing. And I just always thought that was interesting. That's just me, you know?
Well, I think you're a little racist there. How dare you expect, you know, people of color to have driving licenses?
Oh, here we
because
go.
Getting those driving licenses, Joe, is very difficult for ethnic minorities, you know? So why should they be expected to do so? I think you're a racist. I really do.
I've done that to a couple of my black friends. I go, you know, you realize that there's a party that feels like you're not smart enough to figure out how to get on a bus and get your own ID. And, you know, which is really what it boils down to. They can't have, they don't have the means. So not true. Hey, we're up against it. So tell people where they can find you, what's going on in your life. You know, not therapy session, but give them some information about you.
You can find everything about me at xandergibb.com. The show will be starting again towards the end of the month, and it's going to be called X-Rad Live with yours truly. And you can find me there or at Sid's Fish and Chips in a secret location.
Fish and Chips. got
fish and chips.
We had to go to,
love
you had to, go to food. Anyway, hey, a lot more coming up in the next hour. We are gonna talk about the FISA warrants and the memo that came out and who's going crazy with who and why and what. And so, yeah, you may need another glass of wine. We'll be back in just a few minutes.